So I'm sure I'm right about this one. It's a red receipt.
No, it's not. It's red receipt.
I don't think so.
No.
Continue. You're wrong. It's fine.
No, no. I don't know how to prove this. It's all spelled the same.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny? A podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show. What happened?
With the top down.
Oh, your video ran
rolling
away
on
from
20s. That's because I was enjoying my
adult beverage. Oh. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Living the dream. How about you?
Yeah, something like that. Chris, it's been a while. A while.
It's been 5 weeks.
I know.
A couple two tree, eh?
24th is last time we recorded.
I know.
Whoopsies.
I'm busy. I'm busy. We get to start.
I mean, yes, we'll go with that. Yeah. But if you're joining us, thank you. Welcome.
Yes.
If it's your first time, we'll probably let you down on the frequency of these particular episodes. But absence makes the heart grow fonder. So there's that.
It does. It does.
I'll just say, I was looking at our stats here since we haven't been on. And our last episode, Chris, is our most listened to episode.
Yes.
This is the episode.
What ridiculousness did I say?
Where you talked about your button-up shirt that you keep on the back of your chair.
Oh,
you just swapped
yes.
that out.
Still
but you said
out.
After a week. So yeah. Listeners want to know, has it been just a week or have we got
this
a full
one,
month?
Well, it depends on the frequency with which I actually go on video and had to wear said button-down. I'm going to swap it out. It's probably been 2 weeks. I haven't had to wear it that frequently recently. So it's maybe an hour or two a day.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be
that laundry.
Episode 75.
Whoa.
Our last episode.
Nice.
Crazy. So that's good. Yeah. The people are listening.
So I'm going to swap out what they tomorrow, want to hear. Tonight. Go swap out.
Swap out. Roll out.
So I got to figure out what to wear.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Trogues Joyous IPA.
Okay. Trogues, for most of the people who are listening and don't know, is a local brewery in Pennsylvania. Outside of Hershey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harrisburg, Hershey area.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's a, it's pretty good. It's, it is delicious. I can't drink too many of those because I get a little like, woohoo. So it has a little heft to it. Yeah, I realize, I got a sampler pack of Victory, which is another Pennsylvania ish. I don't know how big it is outside of the regional Mid-Atlantic region here. But I enjoy the sours and tarts.
Oh, yes. I'm
They're
a fan. Yeah. I know. Good, right?
Not too shabby. I feel like it's not manly enough, but it is kind of delicious.
Oh, yeah. I like a sour. I like a ghost as well. I'm not a fan of the ghosts. A saison.
A gose?
Yeah, okay. I've heard it pronounced gose, ghost.
Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Same as saison. Saison. I don't know.
Saison. You drink more of them, it changes.
It's a beer, and I drink it, and I like it. Chris, listen, I'm looking out the window.
Yeah,
at what's
going on?
The new neighbors here over in Building 6.
Oh, yeah.
You know when people move in, and you just think, oh, that's not going to work. That's what happened.
What happened?
Well, if you're a loyal listener or pay attention, Chris, when I talk about Building
what?
6.
I know. There's so many things going on at Building 6, so it's hard to keep track.
I know, but there's just a certain type of renter that seems to attract themselves to Building 6. Even the leasing office owns up to it, that they're like, oh, yeah, Building 6. It's just the building, right? That's where all the problems are, a little bit of chaos, a little bit of extra.
Same landlord you have in your building?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So same.
They
put the misfits in 6.
I don't think it's intentional. I think they just all gravitate, you know? It's like sometimes it happens. And so the people that most recently moved into Building 6 look very like they're not going to appreciate the chaos that is Building 6. It looks a bit too put together for Building 6. So I can't wait to see what ensues. They literally moved in over the weekend. And this is a Tuesday we're recording. So I don't know what's going to happen. but I'm excited.
Are you gonna invite them to your building? Like, come to the good side.
Chris, we talked about this. I don't talk to people who live in this building. No. There's been a lot of moving.
Or any people.
Yeah, no, not in the apartment building, that's for sure. Unless it's to call down to the office and be like, yo, my neighbors are real dicks again. And I don't talk to them. Like, we had new people move in above us. So the last people we thought were a herd of elephants. I'm not quite sure what they were doing up there. Very loud. Had new folks move in. And of course, when they moved in, they were dropping stuff.
Super. Sure.
I thought Brooks was going to flip out. I kind of tune it out. You just get used to the noise level, right? And it's, but he wasn't so enthused. Well, he noticed when he went for a bike ride that the tenant was smoking on their balcony. Whole properties, non-smoking, sitting in the lease. So we had to be those people that called down and were like, hey.
You were a snitch.
Oh, 100%. Yes. I don't want cigarette smoke anywhere around here.
Saying, snitches get stitches.
I don't care. I mean, I can't be having it. Oh, gosh. I dropped my phone.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of activity. Lots of moving here.
Yeah.
We've been thinking. Been thinking about moving. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
You know, it's interesting when, you know, I don't know, I'm sure other states went earlier, but when Pennsylvania dropped smoking in like restaurants and stuff like that, you know, and I never minded it, but once they stopped and you smell it, it's like the most disgusting thing. It's like so nauseating. Weird. Yeah.
It's nauseating. It. I can't handle it at all. And I can't breathe. It literally puts me into a coughing fit. I just, I don't want to. Yeah. So I will always be that person.
Snitches.
Like, no. I let a lot of things slide. Like the lady who's been dog sitting for 3 years. I don't tell anybody about her dog. Whatever. That's fine.
It's because you like dogs.
Yes. I don't like people as much, Chris. We know this.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this new tenant situation in Building 6. They're not going to fit in.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not going to fit in. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Interesting. That is fascinating, though. I'm glad I don't have any of that. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. But the apartment dynamics at least give me something to do.
Sure. Chris. Yeah, during your
still
stay.
There's not much to do still. We're getting closer to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but we're still pretty much homebodies and don't do much of anything anywhere. So.
Yeah. I literally ate out at a restaurant for the very first time.
Blasphemy. Why would you do that? Oh, last you're fully week. Vaccinated. Okay, never
mind. Yeah.
I'll let it slide.
But I'm like 2 months out from being fully vaccinated, so I think per some conspiracy theories, I should be dead right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Or have like six arms or something.
I know. But it was actually very weird, like actually going to a restaurant, having not gone like and sit down at a restaurant for over a year. I was like, I didn't have that muscle memory of like, just all the stuff, and I was like, do we wear the mask the whole time except when we eat, and we've put it back on, or it's okay because we're not moving? Like, it's just all this, like, I don't know, just trying to figure out like what is actually
what's the new etiquette.
Yeah,
did they have like barriers and stuff up, or was it just a free-for-all? Yeah.
Okay. No, we went at a very odd time. It was like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, so during the work week, so it wasn't like we didn't go at a busy time.
Were you freaked out? I would be freaked out.
I wasn't necessarily freaked out. It was just weird not having done it for something for a year. Like, on one hand, it was like, it didn't feel like we had not done this for a year, right? Because you're like, oh, I go to restaurants before. Like, it's not a big deal. But but certain aspects of it were like, oh, geez, like, I'm at a restaurant. Like, is this safe? Like, should I be okay? Like,
I know. Yeah. It's kind of nuts, isn't it? That you're like, they tell me it's okay and I'm protected because I'm vaccinated. And then you're like, huh. But still, this feels wrong. Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm not fully vaccinated, so I have not been inside anywhere. We still get our groceries delivered. But I just am very uncomfortable. Even I've been hanging out with fully vaccinated people, still wearing a mask. But even that makes me uncomfortable. You know, I'm like, you're not in my bubble, even though they've been fully vaccinated.
I know.
It's terrible, Chris. This
when you get the second one, you get another, you know, a month from now, are you going to think you'd be less...
No. I think this pandemic truly has really caused a lot more mental anguish and social anxiety. especially if you already had anxiety issues to begin with. As we all know, I'm very transparent about that. You know, my anxiety just kicks in an extra level when I'm in any kind of enclosed space, when there's any kind of perceived crowd around me, especially unmasked, even if they are fully vaccinated. Because we have most of our group that goes to the winery.
Yeah, you're going to go back there, do you think?
Yes, we have gone back there. That's all outdoor. Mm-hmm. We have sat just by ourselves or with another group who is like... Each spouse was fully vaccinated, so the other is now getting fully vaccinated. Anyway. But even then, like, we kept our mask on, take a sip, you know, put the mask back on. So it's just one of those situations that I think it's going to take a lot of time to be comfortable with not wearing a mask. And I'm not sure that I'm ever going to be comfortable with it in any kind of crowded area. For the simple fact of I haven't been sick in a year either. People are gross. It's
been beautiful. No flu, no nothing.
It's beautiful. No flu, no cold. People are just yucky.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't know. What else? Yeah. What else with the pandemic? It, I mean,
What are you going to not do when things kind of open up? I mean, I know things are opening up more, but like to like a more sustainable level of openness. Like you said about not doing maybe restaurants in person or like movie theaters or not going to go see that random band that Brooks like so much, which I have no idea what the name is.
Under Oath. Yeah.
Under Oath. There you go. You know what I mean?
I would go to an outdoor concert. I would do that, but I would probably be masked the whole time I was there. But I would do an outdoor concert. Okay. I will not go to any kind of enclosed place to eat, to see a movie, to go shopping. It'll probably be another year before I'm comfortable doing that.
There's so much good TV on, like, with all the streaming. Like, they're bringing now, like, HBO Max is bringing, like, not that this is a one that you may not want to see, but, like, they're bringing Godzilla versus King Kong on HBO Max at the same time they're bringing it out. So I have HBO Max. I'm like, sweet. Like,
yeah, they've been doing that.
I know.
I think since January they started it. I agree. I think it's great. But yeah, I think my social anxiety is just really high and I definitely don't want to be around crowds. Like when we go to the beach and go walking and things, if we're passing anybody, we always have our mask on and I don't think I'm going to be comfortable with the summer crowds that I know are coming.
Are you going to get the fun noodle hats just keeping people away from you?
Maybe.
Keep your 6 feet or more.
I'll walk into the ocean before I'm around people. Like I'm the person on the beach and I'm like, I don't care if the water is 50. Like it's fine with me. I'll just walk into the water and around them. I don't know. Indoor shopping, not a fan. I mean, I love that I can go pick stuff up and just put into my trunk. I'll pay extra for that. That's fine with me.
Yeah. It's very interesting what will stick, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so obviously things will stick to a certain extent, but really like continue and what really.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I think I'm going to miss the time that we have, that we've all taken for granted and been a little bit upset about, I think. Like the time you have with your family. Mm-hmm. I miss the time with my friends and not being able to like see them. But yeah, that kind of all that extra time that we now have because there isn't anything happening, you lose again. So. That'll be sad.
Yeah, I know. It's hard too because like the time that you when you do have the time, like this like juxtaposition or dichotomy, right? So when you have all this time, it's because stuff's going poorly, right? Like the surge. And so you have that mental like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? Is it gonna get better? Is it gonna get worse? Like what's you know, so like you don't really appreciate it. And then when things get better, like they are somewhat now, right? Overall, like then you're like, oh, I'm going to start opening up. You don't have the time. And it's like, oh, I would appreciate all that time we had to last year. I wish I would have done this and that. Right. But your brain just couldn't function in a way that allowed you to really relax and kind of do deep dive into things, you know, because you're worrying about, like, am I going to lose a job? My family members? Like, you know, am I going to, like, my kids? Like, they're in school? Like, what's going on? So it wasn't, I know some people were able to, you know.
Work through it.
Yeah. But it's just like, you don't, and I don't think, the other thing too is like, when you look back, when you're going through it, you don't truly appreciate the mental tool, right? You're just kind of like plugging away, get through the day. And you look back and you're like, damn.
No.
What happened? How did I get here?
Yeah, totally.
I'm like COVID-15. I need to lose.
Oh my God, like COVID-25. It's unbelievable. I can't. I went hiking this past week with a friend who was fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was like a 2.5 mile hike. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, I know.
I was like, oh man, I have not been exercising because I haven't had the mental capability to just add on anything but existing. Like truly getting up every day and existing through this was hard enough. In terms of like taking care of myself and doing mm-hmm. all of the things on top of it was impossible for me. Yeah. And it's okay. I mean, you know, whatever. It'll be
fine. It's also one of those things too. It's like if you're told you can't do something, then you really want to do that.
Yeah. It's true.
So like, so then you can't do it. You're like, oh, what's wrong? Like, and then your brain just malfunctions in a way that it's disappointing to be able to do these things. So anyway, yeah, it's been interesting. So I'm really I'm excited things are opening up a bit, you know, and hopefully it stays that way. But yeah, there's definitely things like all you can eat buffets.
Yeah,
I have no, you know, it's one of those things where I don't really, there's a certain place I enjoyed like going, like have a salad, you know, the uh-huh. salad bar and yep. stuff like that. And I really enjoyed like that, but I just don't know if I can, I mean, it was pretty disgusting going to it before any kind of pandemic, right? Because people are disgusting people, as we talked about. And kids especially, right? Because they're underneath those sneeze guards and they're like moving things around. And so, yeah, I'm just going to miss some of those things. I'm like, I'm curious how they're going to stay around. So,
we had a whole chain here called Soup Plantation. That's all it was like a soup and salad bar. Yeah. I think it was April of last year that the chain shut down, bankruptcy.
They were like,
well, you know, restaurants run on such thin margins anyway. And they're like, well, that's it for us.
Yeah.
We're not coming back from this.
We're a buffet. So we can't really, a buffet go.
I can't imagine how, from a public health perspective, a buffet could ever be considered an okay thing to do again. Like they totally skeeved me out before this. And now just the thought of it is like, ugh.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, I some of the places that you know around here, you know, they still have it and they have all the safety precautions, but like it just feels like too much work, right? You have to put gloves on when you go there to get, you know, like all this, you know, all this stuff, like, and I'm just like, it's not worth it. And I don't feel like, you know, like looking through, ensuring I'm not like doing something wrong and getting like sneered at.
Gosh, so close. I know here they've had kind of in like grocery stores and stuff where they're the hot bars, you know, that used to be self-serve. Now they have an employee there. It's like, you just tell me what you want and I'll scoop it for you. Even that, I'm just totally weirded out. And I'm like, no, that's okay. I don't really want it.
The other thing too is like, my wife and I were talking about this when we went out, like, you know, where are we going to go? Mm-hmm. And you know, some restaurants are pretty good about, you can see like the cooks, right? Like I think of like a Red Robin.
Yeah,
I don't know if you have Red Robins out there, but you can see like the whole operation.
Where do you think I live? We have Red Robin.
I have no idea if it's. I have no idea if it's global.
I still live in the United States.
Oh wait, what? You live in the United States. California is like a whole other country, so.
Well, that's a pretty true statement, but we're technically still part of the same.
Still.
We have Red Robin is all I mean.
I know, perceived,
good sir.
But you know what I mean, though. Like, but you can see people, so it's not like they're like back there. And so we're talking about this, and I was like, I almost feel like the chain restaurants would be better because they obviously have the most salutes if you, but like the local, you know, Joe Schmo, and some of the places around here have blatantly like disregarded some of those things. Like just one place that was supposed to hold a shutdown and they're like, I'm not shutting down, like, and because they were saying, we're not wearing masks, if you want to wear a mask it's okay, but we're not. And I'm just like, and it was funny, my wife wanted to go there, she didn't know this story. She's like, oh, they have great donuts and coffee, this place on a strip. And I was like, well, I'm so sure you want to do that. She's like, are you serious? Like, yeah, we're not going there. So it's like one of those things we're trying to figure out, like, where's the place? Not that all these places are necessarily, you know, doing wrong and stuff like that, but it's like where the places have the most to lose and kind of doing right and kind of thinking about some of those places. So unfortunately, it's like those chains, just like Amazon and Walmart, you know, really took off, you know, and kind of and when others couldn't, you know, like a lot of smaller shops, because, you know, they have all the precautions they can put into place. So
we're going to be the extreme opposite. I was like, I will support every small business that is struggling and trying to do the right thing.
100%.
That's where I'm shopping. That's where I'm buying my food. That's where I'm getting my groceries. Like, yes, I will buy from the local fishmonger because they're trying to stay in business. And I will buy from this cheesemaker because they're trying to stay in business. And I will buy from.
But it's like, how do you know them? Like, how do you know that they're like doing all the precautions? Like in those situations, like to see like the restaurant, because like, well, these small mom and pops type, you know, quote bars and stuff like that, you can't see. It's just like this mystery place. And you're just like, here you go. Here's your fried stuff.
The great thing about this is that everything's online, because these industries and owners are very transparent about what they are and are not supporting. And I mean, whatever, that's totally their decision, but it's pretty easy to tell who is aligning with your particular practices and who is not. And so those people that are aligning with mine, I'm like, yes,
you can see that.
All the support. Yeah, you can literally see it. It's very, very transparent on the social media. So, yeah, I will say California is definitely another quote unquote country when it comes to that. Very different than some of these smaller town mom and pop operations. I just worry. Yeah, I worry that we are headed into another wave. Makes me very nervous. I know the CDC talked about it yesterday, that they're like, listen, we can't be seeing numbers like this. People need to still be masking. And so I'm hopeful that there's a fast light.
Could be down there partying in Miami with all the people.
It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, there's no partying.
Party.
I don't know, Chris, this pandemic. It's hard to believe a year ago we were like, won't be that bad. I mean, a year ago now we were freaking out, but when we last recorded a year ago, last February, we're like, oh, it's fine. It'll be fine. How wrong we were. Oh, man.
No, I know. Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't think we'll go back to certain things like that. You know, we definitely enjoy a lot of stuff that you were talking about as well. I do miss going sometimes grocery shopping for random stuff like that, just seeing what's out there.
Really?
But like even we used to like go in like auctions. Not that we do it so much with kids, but like we were driving from here to Harrisburg this past weekend, and there must have been like an Amish mud sale. Mm-hmm. So for folks, like we have Amish around here, and they have spring auctions, and so they're called the Amish mud sales, and so they bring all the wares. But there was one down there right off the main highway, and you could see it, and the cars were packed in, and there was just people packed in like sardines, right? And if you've ever been to an auction, right, you had to kind of get up close to see what they're actually selling at that specific moment. You can't just be like boom, boom. And I was like, oh my gosh,
not good.
No, not good.
Auctions, fairs.
Oh, I know.
You know, any kind of entertainment event. Yeah.
Definitely won't be going to the Bloomsburg Fair.
No.
Unless there's like two cases in the whole country.
Yeah, seriously. Even then. We'll see. Yikes.
I know.
I don't know. All right, Chris. Well, that wasn't very funny.
No, it wasn't. But it's fun to talk about the things that we'll never do again.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's so much I think back on that is like totally wrong. And why did I ever do it to begin with?
So much waste of time on stupid stuff, right?
Well, not even that, but like, you know, we used to go hiking with all our friends, and then we go to a brewery afterwards, right? We were in a little group called Hike for Beer, and we would always get multiple different kinds of beer and just like, hey, did you try this one? And like everybody would sip it. Not a big deal, right? We didn't care. It was fine. And now the thought of that makes me so uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, that was so wrong. Why did we do that? Never do that again.
That's how you share your germs so everyone gets immune.
That's right.
Herd immunity in your hike for beer.
Not in this case. Anyway, things you do when you're young and dumb, I guess.
Yeah. All of a year ago.
Shh, Chris.
I know, I'm with you.
Oh, it's tough. What else has been going on besides ruminating about this pandemic coming to an end sometime? Hopefully in the next year.
It's been super busy. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Why don't you enlighten us as to why we weren't able to record before now?
Because I've been enjoying some sweet ever given memes the past week.
It's been amazing.
Oh my gosh.
The Suez Canal.
Funny. unfortunately, it wasn't a funny situation, but the memes that were coming out of that were hilarious.
They were on point. There were so many. It was just great. Every day I'd open it up and be like, oh, wow. That's pretty funny.
I know. We chose that creative.
Don't quit your day job just yet, there, Chris.
Just enjoy it. Just enjoying them.
Oh, sit goodness. Ride the wave. Yeah, creating or reading memes. What do you think of this NFT situation? Have you heard about this? NFTs.
Non-fungible or token or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't know a ton about it. I mean, it's obviously built on the blockchain. So it's interesting, like the digital art. Like who's that guy that sold for 60 some million?
Beeple. Yeah.
Beeple or Beeple?
Beeple. B-E-E-P-L-E. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting concept, right? I mean, it's no, like, it's just a digital version of, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, you know, what's the tweet? The tweet.
You don't even get anything.
Yeah, you get a look at it. Like, ooh, hey.
You get a line of code. Yeah, you get a line of code in blockchain that says that you own that original thing. But I've seen already cases of people like selling tweets and then they delete the tweet.
Should we go blockchain on our podcast? Someone can buy our
Nobody wants this, Chris. Nobody's buying it. It's not gonna happen.
Maybe the work shirt one. Maybe someone will buy that.
Maybe.
NFT for that one. It's just interesting. I don't know. Like I appreciate digital, but sometimes like if you truly, I mean, I think if I had a crazy amount of money and I'd want something more tangible to like hang up. Touch or not necessarily touch fancy, but like you could see like this vase or when this painting.
Anybody can just take it.
Yeah, take. You need to hold the reservation. So it's interesting. I don't quite get it, and I think it's a lot of crypto bros who have because the bitcoins have gone over 50,000, 60,000. Yeah. They've become very wealthy. And so they just need to put that money somewhere else. But then everything that's interesting is then you can then split it up and do partial ownership. So I think that Beeble one, they're like creating partial. I don't know. I haven't done enough research on it, but I've heard some podcasts talking about it. And it's just, I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily going to go away. I definitely think right now it's just the fad, of how much it's exploded, right? And how much money is going to it. So, because everyone's going to throw in their ring in the hat and be like, oh, make this an NFT.
They have already with music. Mm-hmm. They're talking about like making full on albums that are only NFTs. I'm like, come on, that's ridiculous. I just don't have time for it. I mean, good for the artists who are making money and making a living. I'm all for paying creators, but it's just out of control. I do not understand it at all. And
you should create some art and then do that.
Sure. Get rich quick. That's not how this works.
Do it. Overnight success.
These are people, the people who are really successful on there are very, very, very talented artists who have been creating work for years. Like Beeple made a piece a day for 20 years. What? So, yes. 5,000 days. That's what 5,000 days of art. Made a piece of art a day.
Wow.
For 20 years. So, pay the man what he's due. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, good job.
I make some art too. Have you seen my notes? My to-do list.
They're a little stick figure there.
It's usually me crying.
You write so tiny, though.
Because I have so many bloody tasks. It's only 8.5 by 11. Well, yeah. No, but yeah, the NFT thing's interesting, though. So I don't know. We'll talk about it from a year from now and see what's still the hot thing.
Yeah, see how wrong I was when I make millions of dollars.
I don't quite get the cryptocurrency thing either as much as well. I mean, I appreciate what they say, but the value of it, like people cash it out for like stuff, like non-crypto stuff. So, although you can buy a Tesla with it now.
Apparently. Don't get me started on Tesla.
You can buy a Tesla.
No.
Yeah. That's like one coin now.
Yeah, I know.
Dropping some coins. Whatever. I know. So yeah, I haven't been crypto mining or anything. So
me either. I don't understand it. It hurts my brain. I'll stick to things that are not as difficult on my brain, Chris. I don't have the mental energy for that
to learn crypto.
Right.
I know.
I'm in a tough enough time with trying to become a designer and like Yeah, learn how to run a business. I think I've been creating work. I don't have any design clients, but as you know, I am a paid creative. I do tutorials and things, and I've been helping out with some communities, helping the founders, getting up some operational things with communities, and I'm launching a community. Might be a little bit crazy about that. I'm not sure if it's going to be like forum-based or just, you know, meetup-based, whatever. But yeah, I started sharing more of my journey and how really hard this is with people outside of this podcast. I know I tell all of you, loyal listeners, how hard this is. But I started really opening up on Twitter and just being a bit more transparent on my other podcast as well, and joined some of these groups. And it really resonates with a lot of people because I feel like a lot of folks are fed a line of bullshit that this is super easy. And in 6 months, you can double your old corporate salary and, you know, only work 4 hours a day and roses and sunshine. And that's not true. So people who are telling you that, yeah, have either left with contacts already in place or some sort of thing that they've been working on. And then they just decided to exit when things were aligning, you know.
Or they're those liars.
Well, there is that too. Those of us who really left truly with nothing planned out, just a goal in mind, have a much more difficult time, rightfully so. But I think sharing that journey so that you can understand kind of steps to put in place if you want to undertake this is really helpful. And turns out other people think so too, Chris. See?
That's awesome.
I'm not full of shit. People like me. Or speaking at least, of like, what I have
remember,
to say.
Remember pre-COVID, you used to do those meetups in person? Like those, what were they called?
The volleyball meetups?
No. Well, we don't have any fun volleyball stories recently.
Yeah, no. I haven't played volleyball in well over a year.
Not missing that, are you?
Oh, you mean just like the businessy meetups? Yeah.
Yeah, like what's the one, like what they call them? You go there and...
Meetups.
What are they called? Meetups?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you know the app?
I thought I just made it up.
Seriously, Chris, stop it.
Who the heck am I going to meet up with out here in the middle of the country?
I don't know. There's a whole app.
I'm going to ring up the turkeys and the deer.
Right? You're like, hey, guys, Bob, let's meet up. Jim, what do you think? Where's Frank? Oh, somebody got him in the fall. Okay. I feel like... Yeah, I'm never going back to them. Those are something I do not miss. And I think that's why I was so hesitant to really join communities and get involved, because I've been scorned from in-person meetups and not able to find people that resonated with me. And it felt very fake and transactional. Whereas these online communities that have been spurred by COVID, really, and everybody going online, are much more relationship-based and, you know, lots of trust and psychological safety and really trying to build these beautiful, inclusive, diverse spaces that share all these great life events. And that has been really transformational for me. So
that's awesome.
That's what I'm trying to do. I have a newsletter now, Chris.
What?
So if you don't want to listen to me, you can read it.
Do you have news?
I mean, I think so. It's my news. Yes. It's for this community that I'm launching, bringing to everyone.
Is it a community letter or a newsletter?
It's like a community newsletter. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, sharing my journey, but also resources and different things that could help people along this journey. Because the community is for the people, not for me.
Did you take out all the vowels in the title?
No. No, Chris.
Then it'd be perfect for an NFT.
No.
Your first newsletter.
No, NFT. I had a Star Wars GIF in there. Does that count? No.
Was it yours?
It was not mine. This is why you failed.
Someone may have already owned that.
Probably. I'm allowed to use it. I just can't claim ownership of it. So stupid. This hurts my brain. I don't know. Listen. The other thing I'm getting into is Twitter Spaces. So you're not on Twitter, so you don't know. You have no idea what Spaces is.
Twitter Spaces.
Uh-huh, exactly. Twitter Spaces is voice only that they added on Twitter, and I requested to get early access, and it was granted. So I'm holding
this. Jack Dorsey.
No. There are like millions of people that have early access, but you had to request it.
yo, JD.
That's the point.
Okay, bro.
So I'm going to host a little space. I'm still not 100% on it. I've been listening in on a few of them and a part of some of them.
Is this like Clubhouse? Like their version of Clubhouse?
Yes, but this is actually accessible. So they have captioning, and they're going to build in some other community related things with it. and I don't have to leave the platform. I'm not downloading any more apps. Like, don't be trying to push me on other more apps. I can only handle so much. I don't want more stuff on my phone. My phone's out of space as it is. I have to get a new phone. We could talk about that. I'm so terrible at upgrading things. My computer's out of space. My phone is out of space.
What are you taking pictures of?
It's all in the cloud, dude. It's on the cloud. It is just the operating systems. Because Apple's operating system is ridiculous. And then anytime you have an app, it like stores all this garbage data on there.
Oh, don't you get rid of that?
Well, I do.
Change the settings so it doesn't download like every single podcast you ever listen to.
I don't even have that on there. I have like 8 apps loaded on my phone.
Dude, I had no idea. And one time, like on water phone, I was like, why is there like 5 gigs of podcasts downloaded? And then what is it? Sign up, not. What do you do with podcasts? You sign up, you follow.
Subscribe.
There we go.
Wow. You know you're the co-host of a podcast, right, Chris? Holy shit.
Subscribe. I know. It's been a month. My brain's moved on.
Unreal.
But no, it downloads everything. And I was like, dude, some of these people have a few hundred, podcasts. Like,
yeah, it's just in the settings.
What kind of phone do you have? How old is your phone?
My phone is ancient. It's a 6S.
What?
I know. But it works fine. It's just out of space. It's only a 16 gig, too. So I don't have you know. You should be pretty proud of me.
Now the base is like 64 gig, right?
Yes, of course. So see, I'm rocking pretty good on a 16 gig 6S. I'm getting my money's worth out of that bitch.
Just why you can't get all my dank memes.
That's right. Like, wait, that didn't load. Let me delete some stuff. I literally had to delete one app on Saturday because I needed to download Google Maps to get to the trailhead. And I was like, I have to delete a couple of apps to download. And as I'm doing it, I said to Brooks, it might be time to pull the trigger on some new phones.
When did the 6S come out?
Long time ago, Chris.
It's like 17, wasn't it? 16, 17?
Yeah, it's before we moved, so it was a while ago.
Wow. Did I ever tell you a story about when I first had my first job out of college? I was actually working during college. It's when they had like the organization I was at had like a limit. A mailbox limit size.
Oh, that's tricky.
And so he was notorious for not reading emails.
To reach that limit real quick.
Correct. Uh-huh. And so a lot of the people got wise to this, so they would put those read receipts on.
Yeah.
So when you open it, it would tell you, yes,
is it finally. Read? Isn't it red? Red receipt?
Read receipt?
Red.
No, read.
You read the message. You don't read the message. You read it. Which is it?
It's a red I read receipt. The message.
It's a red receipt.
Saison. Gose. Goats.
No, I'm sure I'm right about this one. It's a red receipt.
No, it's not. It's read receipt.
I don't think so.
No.
Continue. You're wrong. It's fine.
No. I don't know how to prove this. It's all spelled the same.
So stupid.
Crap. I need to prove you wrong.
At least we have the title for this week's episode. Is it a red receipt or a red receipt?
It's true. I hate those situations.
It's red. It's not read. It's red. It's a red receipt. Have you read the message?
But he.
Let's ask an impartial party. Is it read receipt or red receipt?
You read the receipt.
See?
Yeah, I just said it. Read. He said read.
Damn it. It's red. They read the message. It's a red receipt. The message was read.
Yeah, R-E-A-D. It's someone's reading it.
This is the dumbest conversation. That's not right.
I like turtles.
No.
No, we're not on that? Okay.
No, we're not.
Did you do PSA yet?
No. Do you have one?
Yeah. When I'm standing in line and people ask me, are you standing in line? Oh, boy. I don't know why every time I go pick up food and I'm standing in line. Oh, are you standing in line? No, I'm just here for my health.
I'm looking at the flowers. Thanks.
So what's the PSA?
I know, don't ask if you're don't in ask. Line. Yeah. Don't approach him. He's in line. That was Brooks, by the way, the husband. Mm-hmm. He makes an appearance every now and then.
So it is Reed Receipt. I like his style.
I think you all just ganged up on me. I think it's Red. It's a Red Receipt. Have you read the message? Have they read the message?
It doesn't make sense.
Not have you read. I would read it. You read it.
I know, but I'm
that's why it's Reddit and not read it. Like the forum, Reddit. Have you read it? Read it. Have you read it? Same with the email. It's a Red Receipt. Have you? You, Chris. I'm pointing very hard at you. Have you read it?
But it's not red.
It is.
It's whatever color you have your receipts. No, it's Reed, by the way.
Anyway, so he maxed out his mailbox and people put the receipt to whether or not the email was opened. Got it.
Correct. So I had a friend who worked in this office, left to go to a different office. So it was 2 years, came back in his office, and my boss had to purge emails. And she came to me as we were coaching an ASO soccer team at the time. And she's like, so was your boss maxed out on emails? And I said, I don't know, probably. Because he would just go to the very bottom, just hit, click on one, shift, and just go up.
Nice.
And I was like, why do you say that? Oh, because I got about 100 did not open, delete receipts today.
Wow.
Yeah. So be careful. You can
was
do that.
His name Chad? I mean, just saying.
No, but you can do that now.
It's like a very quote unquote Chad thing to do.
I don't know who Chad is.
Chad is your like average middle-aged white man who gets away with that kind of bullshit at work. But if a woman did that or anybody else, they would totally be called out and fired for that shit.
Well, no, I have a colleague who does that for when she sends out some of the bigger emails to folks and make sure that they actually read it to prove.
Mean the receipt. I mean, not in the email box.
Oh, yeah. No, but now you have like a gazillion gigs, so you don't have to worry about that.
It's true.
But anyway, I had a principal when it pops up and says, so-and-so wants to know if you read this email. I'm like, no.
See? No. Read. If you read the receipt.
I don't know what you're saying. Read the email. But right. I didn't. Oh, whatever. Just continue.
I win.
It's real. Yes. No, it's not. You read.
Okay, Chris. I think that's the high note we're going to end on this week. Is it red?
I love the high note. I'll do better next week. I'll do better next week.
Don't lie. Don't lie to our audience, Chris. We can't make PSA. No promises.
Not next week. I'll do better next time.
It's a more accurate statement.
Do better next time. Hey, look. It's been in the 60s. Uh-huh. That might be an exaggeration. It's been in the above freezing. So life's been good the past couple weeks. That's probably why I haven't been on the podcast. Yeah. That's probably the true statement.
Okay. So the PSA is to enjoy the warm weather when you have it.
Enjoy it. Because, it's supposed to snow on Thursday here. So enjoy life. Enjoy life.
Yes.
Carpe diem.
My PSA is to just laugh every day.
At your husband?
Yeah. I mean, find something funny to laugh at. Funny looking dog. Funny looking kid. Something somebody does, somebody farts, hilarious. Good. Yeah. Good. Have a good chuckle about it.
It is funny when my daughter, she's six, when she farts. Because so like
never
random.
Not funny when somebody farts.
I know, so like hee.
Yeah.
They call me the big farter.
I'm an adult child. What can I say? Yeah. All right, Chris.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I think I'll tell people they can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter pretty much. That's solely the only platform on Sarah No Socks. It's no H at Sarah No Socks. You can follow the show at Can I Tell You? That's letter U funny on Twitter. You can go to our podcast page. That's sarahnosocks.com/somethingfunny. And every new episode is there, as well as all the ridiculousness. You can watch Chris making funny little. I'm going to make that into a GIF, and you're going to regret that you did that.
Do it. I want to go viral.
Yeah, maybe I'll start.
That's my PSA. I want to go viral someday.
Oh boy, you don't. You really don't. It's not good.
Ooh, I have something I need to tell you about before we leave.
Okay.
As I interrupt you.
Wait. We need people to subscribe, rate and review, share with their friends. Give us a shout out on Twitter so I can, share those reviews with people. That would be amazing. And okay, Chris is back to interrupting. So what do you have to say, good sir?
Well, on a low note, I shaved. I shaved the beard on March 1st.
I do see that it's much smaller than it used to be.
And I didn't realize how long it was. It was like a couple inches.
Yeah. It was
long. It was ridiculous.
It was intense. Yeah.
Did you like it?
No. I'm not a fan of facial hair at all. But to each their own.
My wife liked it, but everyone else made fun of me. So I'm not sure. I think she probably doesn't like it either. She's just being the good spouse.
Yes.
But anyway, probably. I shaved the beard. So this is actually a month. I shaved it March 1st, mm-hmm. and I haven't shaved it since. So I have a little scruff.
Yeah.
Because it comes so slow.
It looks a bit more manageable, though.
I'm getting ready for No Shave November.
Oh, gosh. That's a while off there, Chris.
That's how slow that's how slow it is.
Oh, gosh. All right, good. Well, peace until out. Next time, we'll try and make this more frequent than every 5 weeks. I mean, you can look out for Chris's gift coming to you soon.
Screenshot this sucker.
Oh, gosh. Okay, goodbye.
See ya. Thanks, everyone.